you know, we talk about getting slimed on this program on occasion. Yeah, getting slimed, yeah. Well, my next guest seems to enjoy that sort of thing. He's a little different than you and I. Trust me on that. He's a little bit different than you. He wanders around the woods. He wears those tall knee-high leather boots and a leather, I don't know what you call that thing exactly. It's more native than it is anything else. Hey, you know, and he's been out there for years. His name's Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost the most on the Michigan back roads. Ron, welcome back. Are you all right?
Hey, baby, I'm just doing just fine. And, I love that bump music right there, a little Joe Cocker in the morning.
There you go. Sturgeon Wrangler. That's what we're calling you, Sturgeon Wrangler. Do you put on the leather chaps and the cowboy hat when you do this little game?
Actually, what you want to put on is stuff that you don't mind getting wet, like these kids who were down there marking these sturgeon. You know, it was amazing. They were in the mud and a 45, 50, 60-degree river.
Well, tell the folks what you were doing.
And ticks. Unbelievable.
Well, tell the folks where you were, what you were up to, and why.
Okay, so this was the, why. I thought they wanted me there for my expertise, but they wanted me there for comic relief because of the way that I, you know, the stumbling. But this is the Sturgeon Watch. It takes place on the Black River in Sheboygan County every year. And what they're doing is they're maintaining and increasing a sturgeon population. And what we do as watchers, as guardians, we camp out there and guard the river so these sturgeon can spawn, so that poachers don't come and get them for the caviar. That's what we were doing.
For caviar or for the meat?
No, they're after the caviar. The meat, no, these guys would pull up with their pickup trucks and grab these sturgeon by the tail and just throw them in the truck, and all they wanted was the caviar, because the caviar is actually worth more than gold by weight.
Even in these fish, because, I mean, it's not caviar that comes... Beluga caviar, isn't that what it is from Russia, something like that?
Yeah,
anyhow.
Yeah, from Russia, yeah, that would be beluga caviar. So the real heroes of all this, by the way, so let's do a couple of statistics here. They marked 273 sturgeon this in the past 6 weeks, which is a new record. And the real heroes of this are the hosts who are out there for 4 and 5 weeks camping this whole time to help people who want to come and see. And then the other people are these kids from MSU. I call them kids. They're probably, you know, 20 years old. But to me, everybody's a kid.
Right, your age.
And they sit down there. Yeah, I know. I'm going fast, so you couldn't get that in there.
Anyhow.
But, you know, they sit down there, and they do their job. You know, and what happens is they're sitting down there on the river, and these divers go down. They dive down an old hole. They bring up a sturgeon, hand it to these kids who weigh it, measure it, take DNA, do a little fin clip. They're calling it out to each other as to make sure they're getting the stats right. Then they hand it back to the diver who puts it back in the water. And another one comes. And these fish are 40, 50, 60 pounds. And these kids do this all day long, every day.
Yeah, and the fish are old, too. And the good news, and real quickly, I want to get this in before we move on to our next location of great interest. But the numbers, these are fish that are in a closed system because of dams and other impediments on the rivers and so forth. But the numbers are greatly increasing since this effort began, you told me, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Sturgeon for Tomorrow, you can go to their website, Sturgeon for Tomorrow, and they started this. This is spearheaded by a woman, and they started this years ago. And in the intervening period, I believe it's somewhere between 12 and 20 years. I don't have all the stats exactly right, but they raised the number of sturgeon in the Black Lake system from 600 to 700 to between 1,200 and 1,400 in one decade.
So they doubled
it, folks.
They doubled the numbers, and that's an incredible and impressive thing, and I tip my hat to that. Now, good job for you being out there protecting the sturgeon, doing such a fine job, and being a sturgeon wrangler. Now, let's move on to another fish. How about walleye?
Walleye. Who doesn't want to eat those? Sault Ste. Marie. This is the weekend when they're going to have their national team championship tournament. And this tournament is different in that, while it's sponsored by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, we'll give them a free plug. Teams have to qualify through local tournaments to even get to go here, because this coming weekend, the St. Mary's River, this is when the walleye are the biggest and there's the most of them. And if you're a fisherman and you didn't qualify, still a great place to go to watch it.
There you go. Incredible. All right, where else you want to go? Tell us about it. We have about 2 minutes here for you to sneak in some other great places for this coming weekend.
Well, let's make believe that it's not all about fishing and the wilderness. We could talk about the, you want to talk about the Margarita Festival?
Oh, right? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
It's their second year. They're going to be up to 15 restaurants there with different kinds of margaritas. So since they're coming back for a second year, I'm assuming that the first year was a success.
From what they can remember.
And from what they can remember. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So you got that going on. Chippewa Nature Center in Midland. You can have an evening of paddling down the Chippewa River. You already know that one of the number one event in Michigan, the number one recreational event is bird watching. I think number two is bicycling. Number three is kayaking. So the Chippewa Nature Center, bring your kayak. They're going to have a naturalist there. You're going to paddle down the river. You get to see all kinds of birds, eagles, fish, herons, turtles.
They don't fly, dude.
They don't fly, dude.
No. All right. Speaking of flying, I think we can get this in. How about the Air Zoo D-Day exhibit in Portage?
Yeah. So, yeah, Portage, Kalamazoo area, the Air Zoo. If you've never been to the Air Zoo, it really is amazing. And this weekend is their D-Day exhibit. June 6th is the anniversary of the landing at Normandy. There are no snowflakes there, and there are no snowflakes on the Black River this weekend either. I'll tell you that one. These kids were awesome.
There you go.
And also it's the anniversary of, believe it or not, 50 years ago we landed on the moon with Apollo 11.
There you go. Well done, Ron Rademacher, everybody. And by the way, if you miss anything on here and you want to find out more, you can always go to MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. One last thing in Ann Arbor. Zingerman's will be having Camp Bacon. Bacon any way you want it. That's in Ann Arbor, so don't miss it.
I can't believe I didn't say something about the bacon.
I know. This portion brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan around Michigan. Thank you, Ron Rademacher.